I just look at all my Pokemon stuff. Do you know what? It's got so many fond memories, Milo. Like, this was this is when I went to Dortmund in 16. No, not 16. When was it when we met, Ian?
Safari 19. Zone. No, we met at 19.
19. Go yeah, Fest, wasn't it? 19. That was my...
The love the trade paddle there. Yeah.
I always used to chuck those away. I never even fill them in now.
I've got one or two that.
But look at look what was on here at the time. That's what I wanted. I wanted Torkoal Relicant for Chatham. That shows you how long ago it was.
Yeah, yeah, before Shiny.
Yeah, and I was willing to trade them.
Back when Shiny Swablu was actually, you know, rare.
Yeah,
Shiny Swablu. Safari Zone in 18. It was it was Troll. That was the.
Was it?
It was that, and there was two. It was that and another one. Roselia.
Yeah, Roselia was new at that event.
Oh, we're going to... Do you know what, though? Pokemon Go is such a crazy game, how much it's evolved.
Some of the new Pokemon stuff that you can get is amazing.
Yeah, I saw your video at the centre.
If you want to, I'll go and quickly grab my Snorlax lamp.
Ooh, have you got one?
For this. Yeah, I bought one.
What?
Snorlax lamp. Let me go and get it.
Get
They're
it?
Amazing.
Hermes Ninja, welcome in. Kerry Young, Barside 2, welcome in. We're just going to be getting going in just a few minutes.
There you go, Patreon peeps. You get an unboxing.
You've got to sniff it, Milo.
Of this.
Ooh,
sniff. You have metal-y. To sniff the unboxing. Yeah.
Smells like the XL Center. Fantastic.
Smells like plastic.
This is one, I think there's like six or seven different Pokemon you can get, but it's like a little Snorlax lamp.
Oh, that's cool.
Bedside thing.
That's cool.
And they look amazing. I'd have to turn out all the lights and stuff, but you can either have it battery powered or plug it in via USB-C.
Oh, Milo, that's amazing.
But you've got to remember, would you use this stuff? Do you want clutter?
Yes, Ian.
And Ian, you've got your little plastic Pikachu behind you.
No, I don't. I don't.
Hey, Ian.
He's been exterminated.
He's up there. He's on the shelf next to the cowboy hat.
Ah, replaced. And the, no, my plan is when I get my new, when I reposition my setup and I have like a back wall of shelves, I'm going to have the lamps on and they'll be controlled by one switch. It's really nice.
Okay, so I'm in the minority. Barside would use it and so would Sue.
And considering it's only 25 quid only. For the lamp. And it's a lamp. I know, Ian, you're probably going, you can get like one for 3 quid in IKEA.
Yeah, but that's what Ian's thinking.
Like, it
I'm
doesn't
not.
Look like Snorlax.
That back lamp cost 100 quid.
Well, see, who's laughing now?
Yeah, that's for studio, studio ambiance.
At my Pikachu. Do you like my little Pikachu?
This has blue tones.
How's your ambiance, Milo?
Terrible.
C'est terrible. Snorlax bleu.
Ça, Snorlax is bleu.
Snorlax, c'est bleu. C'est très bien, Snorlax. C'est très grand. Poor
Snorlax. Gross. Gross, isn't it?
Gross.
That's large.
It. No. Snorlax is gross. Gross, a Pokemon.
That's what the Excel Center smells like.
Oh. I choose you! Tonight on episode 166, Milo is still telling people he is fun. Ian is still doing stuff for others.
I always do.
And I'm still dogging. I mean, oh goodness, doggedly determined to host this show properly. God. Sorry, doggedly.
Flashing them lights twice, are you?
But everybody, I am joined by Pokemon UK, Ian Waterfall, alongside myself for episode 166. Welcome back to the Incense podcast. Exactly. Who am I? I'm just a random guy in his shed. Guys, how we doing?
I was going to give you a really, really bad nickname, but I can't say it. It is a rural pursuit, isn't it, what you said?
It is. A boss, I just got in the chat as a dogging question mark.
Doggedly, I got...
Dogging 427.
Yeah, I got help. I just got had to stutter then. It mispronounced the word that I was trying to...
Of course you did.
...to deliver then. Honest.
Oh, my goodness me. Good to be back, Marky. And I hope I'm still fun this week. It sounds like Ian's doing promiscuous favours for others.
I'm always doing favours for...
How about you? Well, how are you doing, Cascada?
Not everybody. I'm selective who I do favours for, but yes. Anyway, moving on.
Ian sidesteps that one and goes, back to you, Mark. What were you saying you were doing?
Speaking of favours, I'm actually waiting on a render from the tripod for our GoFest designs. Let's get it in early. We've got three new designs for the upcoming GoFest merch coming soon.
And very soon. We're talking like 2 months away.
It's so soon.
It's a lot sooner than you expect, really.
Before you know it, they shall be there.
If you design it, they will buy. Well, actually, that's not necessarily true, but we will be buying them anyway.
Is it true, Milo, that you've been on the onto your contacts at Pendulum and said, so can you stop putting the price up on your merch, please? We don't need you doing stuff like that.
Thank you very much. Can't be more expensive than yours.
I sent a letter to the hosts. That's what I did. Quite old school.
We can't even lower our prices back. Because they're actually set by Spread.
Yeah, exactly. We wish we could go cheaper, but Spread's like, nah, mate. Expensive all the way.
I like that. They've gone Australian, haven't they? Nah, mate.
Nah, mate. Well, Pendulum are from Australia, actually. So
that's probably why, to be fair.
But Marky, are you all good, sir?
I'm boiling up at the moment. I just said to the guys before we started recording, it's warm tonight and I haven't got any heating on and I'm still warm. I'm all right. I'm doing all right, thank you. Really excited about tonight's show because we've had some really good stuff actually in the games. So I'm looking forward to talking about that.
Bellsprout.
But moving on.
The 420 Pokemon.
Yeah. Seriously, a weed Pokemon.
Save it, Vasa.
Sorry, sorry, I'll save it, save it, save it.
This is good stuff, Vasa.
You're
don't use it
too
yet.
Soon.
Coming soon.
Coming too soon.
Ooh. But no, I'm good, thank you, mate. Really, really excited, like I just said, for tonight's game. So, game for tonight's show. Oh, goodness. Oh, God. I'm all over the place.
Game's in there. Good game, good game.
Good game, good, yeah, good game, good game. So, to our amazing listeners.
Oi, you dirty dogs, drop your incense.
And we will be sending all of our shiny and Hundo Look vibes your way. The reason we ask you for new listeners to the show to throw down your incense is our show used to be an hour long, approximately. An incense is an hour to pop. Now the game has all these fun things that you can put a daily incense on. You can do a roar of time now. You could pretty much make incense last as long as our show. So
if you can match to the time code of this episode, extra shout out.
Extra shout. We want proof as well.
Yes.
But for those who do have shiny luck whilst listening to our podcast, please share your successes with us on X, Threads, Campfire, Instagram. And if you're a Patreon member, you can do it on our Discord platform. Using the hashtag shinies of the week.
Clarify the spelling, please.
I sure will. It is shinies of the week. You can also contact us if you want to go down the old-fashioned route using our email, and that is contact@incensepodcast.com. We have also got a voice message service via our WhatsApp if you want to leave us a voicemail on +44 759 269 56 96.
Nice.
We won't reply to on that, but you can use that as a...
We don't reply, but we will play it, possibly.
We will possibly play it.
Placebo effect.
But yeah, using that hashtag will help us find your posts. So let's jump into...
Nice.
...the show.
Just tell me about you, mate. Just what's going on?
I heard this reference a few times quite recently. In forms of social media, sport, entertainment. And back in the day when I used to game quite a lot, and I think Ian will probably back me up on this one, there used to be a thing called cheat codes for games.
Yes, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Now it's mod packs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this would have been as simple as on the title screen, using your directional joypad in different ways and hitting different buttons to enable the cheat code. Probably more modern now. Probably a bit like Pokemon Go, you can redeem a code. You can probably just enter it in now. For those who are completely naive and don't know what we're talking about, it was a way of enhancing the gameplay experience. So I thought about it because I heard it very recently watching a Leeds United match. Last time I mentioned them tonight's show. And they referenced one of our players was like having a cheat code. So my question to you boys is, if life is a video game, what cheat code would you want to use the most? What would you like to enable to make life more entertaining, easier, fun, whatever?
So I actually really rate this question because although I might be a fetus, I still remember the days of cheat codes in games. You know, on things like classics were GTA. I mean, for me, it would have been like GTA 5, really. It's the most memorable. You could activate a bunch of them. You could have like moon gravity, invincibility, exploding bullets, and jump boosts. And it was just... go wild. But even on racing games, cheat codes and things like that were really good fun. A nice way to break the game. As I said earlier, now it's like mod packs. You download something that changes the game if it's on PC and that sort of thing. It might be quite a boring answer potentially, but I think it's the one that probably goes alongside real life mostly, would be like the classic infinite money glitch.
Infinite money glitch, love that.
Because I use that all the time in GCA and Need for Speed and stuff like that. It was really good fun. But in real life, people say money can't buy you happiness, but money gives you a damn sight more choice of what you could do that would make you happy.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. So just having not having that worry at all and being able to do kind of freely what you would like to do and not stress, that would be amazing. And plus, as Sue has just said, cheat code for unlimited poke coins, that's kind of a nice byproduct.
I love that glitch in the game, the infinite money glitch. I think that was fantastic. Like you put it on,
it's a
you,
classic one, isn't
and
it?
And you just go ka-ching, 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 you know, you just see this, like, all the nines appear on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. All nines just going into infinity, and you're like, right, okay.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun now. I like that one. I think certainly with a lot of money, they say it doesn't buy you happiness, but it can certainly let you experience more things and decide if you really enjoyed them.
Exactly.
Or not.
It's like
that's what credit cards are for.
Yeah.
It may not buy you happiness, but you can buy things that might improve your happiness by going doing experiences and visiting places and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Great answer. I think that's probably the
thank you, dude.
The champion answer. So, Ian.
Well, I'm going to take Milo's place as being probably the boring one.
That's too
loud
to claim that.
Milo normally goes for the boring answer, but I think if I had to pick a cheat code for my life, it would be rewind.
Oh.
Because there are lots of things that if I had the chance to do again, I would definitely do differently, having learned from those mistakes. So in hindsight, I could not make those balls ups and possibly be in a slightly better position in various different areas of my life. So rewind would be my cheat code.
I think that sounds good.
Interesting one.
Because that would almost be like a save point, wouldn't it, in a game? You'd be like, do you know what, I'm going to go back to that save point. Yeah. A respawn point. Yeah, I like that.
Ian would have a respawn anchor. That he can place wherever he wants.
Yeah, I can go back to whatever point I want if I've been there before.
And if we went back over 3.5 years ago, we wouldn't even be doing this podcast, would we?
No, exactly.
And if suddenly the podcast went...
You could be the smug one who came up with the idea.
Well, we all came up with it, but Mark was the only one that had the guts to say it.
Yeah. But if you had the anchor in and went back to before we had that conversation, then suggested it to people ahead of me having the balls to say it, we would have rewritten... It wouldn't have rewritten history, but it would have changed the narrative a little bit, wouldn't it?
What's the thing? I mean, if we'd have done this podcast like 5 years ago, we'd have got as many episodes in the can as Load Up or GoCast.
Inception of incense.
Well, hey-ho. That is not a real thing, but it would be nice if it was. Anyway.
That's why it's a cheat code.
Since you came up with the question, Mr. B, what would your cheat code
Mr.
be?
Mr. B?
Baron.
Well... I've got to stitch myself up a little bit because I think you boys have got a couple of answers there. So I have to think on my feet. But no, cheat codes for me bring back very fond memories. So I used to play a couple of games. One of them was a game called Rainbow Island that used to be on the Amiga 500.
I used to love Rainbow Island.
Rainbow Island was fantastic.
ST I used to play it on, yeah.
Oh, mate, it was good. And you had to get the crystals in certain colour orders to unlock sort of infinity and that. And there were a few cheat codes that gave you infinite lives on it. And they were fantastic. More recently, something on the Amiga, I like Speedball 2. And there used to be a cheat code where you could make the ball on it like red hot all the time. It would like destroy the players as it went through. So it made the game exceptionally easy to play it. However, I don't know how it would be a positive thing in life to have it. But I do like the idea of infinite life, like infinite lives in a game. Life would be very boring because if I continue to age throughout that infinity, I'd be a hot mess. And like, it'd be very depressing.
Yeah,
at
you'd
the
be
end
a soggy
of it.
Mess of bones and flesh on the floor.
However, if I could freeze time, that would allow me to enjoy everything around me exactly how it is with the people I want to be around, but we can still achieve things in this moment in life. And we don't get any older and everything around us stays the same, but we can all enjoy it too and keep doing what we're doing with time not really moving. I like that. That'd be my cheat code. Freezing time.
That'd be quite good. You could skip any queue.
Mm.
Just freeze time. No, I'm not queuing for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your friends who you're going to see a movie with and say, right, we're skipping the queue and everything like that. Just get the projector guy going. He's back in your time. And just watch the movie yourself. All the free popcorn you want. Move.
Absolutely. I think that would be interesting. like I said, these are cheat codes. So you can't use any sort of, well, actually, the space continuum and all that stuff, it doesn't matter. We freeze time, but things still happen and progress, but we don't get any older. We can still enjoy what we've got. So
I don't get older.
No, we don't, Ian, to be fair. Me and you are like, just stay how timeless. We are, don't we? Timeless, timeless, classics.
I wouldn't go that far.
So some great answers there. I will, of course, put that out to our listeners because I think that's a fun one for our poll, and we'll see what the winner is at the end of tonight's show. Milo, let's talk about some events that we've had over this last week.
I was going to think of a segue. You know, let's see how sizable the poll's going to be tonight.
Ooh.
And let's talk about the sizable surprises event that actually concluded for us literally today, just an hour or so ago. For you guys, it will be the best part of a week. And I think that was warranted. Absolutely. So we had a new shiny, obviously, good old Wimpod, the boost of XXL and XXS Pokemon, among other things. Shall we just have a talk about it and then we can give our standard out of 10 rating? Vasa, what were your general thoughts about it? How did you play it? Did you get anything good from it?
I didn't really get to play it much during the week. I did play it a little bit on Saturday and Sunday. It's been an okay event. It was nice that Shiny Wimpod was released, and that's been a chase for a lot of people. I detest that they put the boosted Shiny Chance for Whelmer in there, because without even trying, I managed to get two of them within the space of like half a day. That's going to bring my score down a little bit, but it's actually been an okay event. It's nice to see all of the XXL. I mean, when you get an XXL Mantine or Whelmer, I didn't get the XXL Snorlax. You know, it's great. Didn't win me any showcases, so I'm no closer to the Pikachu PhD.
No.
But it's nice. The XXS, absolute waste of time, because as we know, there's no real point to those at the moment other than to complete the badge. But it's been an okay event. It's been pretty inoffensive. And here's my little flex. I did actually get two shiny Wimpod within the space of 3 hours.
Jeez.
And that was on
nice.
Community Day. So I'm okay with it. As I say, my score will be dragged down by the shiny Whelmer, because that's just unnecessary. And let's be honest, nobody needs that.
Well, that's us thinking like 8-year-long players and that sort of thing. We may be talking about that in a little bit regarding a certain 420 Pokemon. But I personally thought this event was so much better in practice than it appeared on paper. I don't know why, but it gave a real excitement to play. And we've had these events in the past over the last sort of year or so where they said, oh, there's an increase in XXS and XXL Pokemon, but there actually isn't. You just occasionally see one. And we talked about it endlessly. I think it was last week about Pidgey Pandemonium, where they said they were going to boost the super size and the super small version of Pidgey, but they didn't. It's been like a bonus for events, but then doesn't really exist. This time it actually was there, and it was so noticeable. You were finding tiny, huge ones constantly all over the place. I don't know about you guys, but I found that the Pokemon that were in the collection challenge for the large stuff were predominantly XXL Pokemon you found. And then the Pokemon that were featured in the tiny collection challenge show, like showcase thing, were the ones that were tiny.
I think that was the theory behind it, yeah.
I didn't find a single tiny Whelmer, travesty, you know, terrible. And I think I found I think it was like two giant Wimpod or something. And I was expecting showcases for Wimpod. I didn't see a showcase for Wimpod.
I didn't see one.
Which was a shame. Unlike you, Ian, I managed to actually win one of the showcases with a Whelmer, I think it was, which is quite nice. That's another one ticked off. The Wimpod Shiny release, that thing was good in the wild and decent in research. Thank goodness it was just one task to find a Wimpod, not like, here's a task to get Wimpod and also Joltik and something else.
Yeah, I think it was just catch three, wasn't it? And then you got the Wimpod encounter.
Exactly. And I love that when there's just one task per Pokemon, you can
go
and chase it.
Catch three Whelmer and then you get the shiny Whelmer.
Yeah, which I have to be honest, for some reason, and I'm not at all complaining about this, it's just a point. The Whelmer shiny luck for me wasn't amazing, which in
that's
a way
good,
is a blessing.
It sounds awful, it sounds ungrateful, but I wish I didn't get the shiny ones.
I mean, the only reason I was clicking them was because I wanted an XXL shiny, which sadly I didn't get. It would have been nice to get an XXL one just for the lols, but I got three Whelmer. You know, didn't really pick up anything too much of note apart from the fact I did finally get a Wimpod on day three of the event, which was lovely to pick up while we were chasing Entei Shadow Raids dotted around. This is a bit like the Verdant Wonders event, where it just seemed like there was a good general chase for things in the wild and field research. It was actually just a good buzz to go out and play. And because of the way the, you know, there's been odd sunshine bits and pieces and stuff here, you know, decent-ish weather, it's actually been really nice to just go out and play this event. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I guess we'll give a quick mention to the EUIC, where I think they probably boosted some of the spawns there. Francesco, Dwayne, Randy, Viator 12 was there as well. We managed to pick up an XXL Hundo Snorlax and Mantine that were in the spawns around the lures there. You're like, sick, super, super size Hundo. I will never say no to that. It's great. What about you, Masterful 27?
It was a fun event, actually. I really enjoyed it. I had two things that I wanted to achieve. One of them was to finish off Glimmers of Gratitude 1 of 7.
Yes, I saw you got that. I
was able to chalk that off tonight before the event ended. So that was a success. The other thing was to complete my XXS Platinum badge.
Yeah.
And I'm about half a dozen away from doing it now. And I needed probably about 90 or so before the event started. So XXS Pokemon were very available very often, as were XXLs, and got a lot of XXL Whelmers, which was quite nice, actually. And like I said, it offered quite a lot during it. It was a fun one to play when I have like multiple things that I'm just trying to hunt. The event facilitated that. It allowed me to sort of really make inroads onto it, and for that, I really did enjoy it. I got the obligatory shiny Whelmer.
Yeah.
I just want to get an XXL shiny Whelmer. That was kind of why I was clicking on them, because it's a great animation when it comes on the screen straight away. Just
nothing
teeth.
But teeth.
Yeah. Just grinning at you in the way that Whelmer does. So I didn't get one, but I got shiny Whelmer. But I did get the shiny, the brand new shiny Wimpod for the event, which was brilliant. Nice. And it was a tiny one. So it was a tiny, shiny Wimpod.
I did see. You got it really quickly, actually, didn't you?
Very quickly. I got it on the way home on the first day. So
yeah, you were jammy because you got the Kartana really early as well, didn't you? Which I still don't have.
Very early. It was my second raid for Kartana, and the third raid, and that never happens. Like I said, that rarely happens. Shout out to the Wolverine for that raid invite. Thank you. I've only done a couple of Celesteelas, according to the Pokemon Go app on X. Certainly, if you live in the UK, on the Pokemon Go UK app account, you can chase Celesteela. No, you can't. But I'm sure that was just encouraging us to remote raid. But no.
Of course it was. They're not that stupid.
Nah, absolutely. So
maybe.
Or maybe. So that's they were the chases, certainly for Northern Hemisphere. We've got the Kartana, got the Wimpod. Now, got a shiny Voltorb.
Random.
So that was a full odds one. And I've got a shiny Mantine. I love that nice. Shiny.
It's a great shiny, isn't it? That blue, that's such a gorgeous shiny.
But for me, the highlight, it wasn't part of the event, but I'm going to mention it because it needs mentioning, was I did hatch a shiny Sandile, which I was absolutely buzzing for, from one of the Go Rocket 12 clones, yeah, the last egg that. I had from it. And I hatched that over the weekend. So that for me was nice, but not part of the event, but I just wanted to mention that because that would have got never mentioned. But yeah, I loved it. Fun event. I want to play. Guys, let's do it. Let's do the round table.
Rate out of 10.
Let's give it some scores.
See, unlike Ian, I'm not going to let the shiny Whelmer boost drag me down, because I've got to view it as like, yes, I've been playing this game for donkey's years, but there are plenty of people who haven't been playing since Whelmer was one of the earlier shinies released in 2018, I think, from memory. So plenty of people would actually be like, I've got my first shiny Whelmer. Like, congrats to you. Mine, I'll throw them away. I've got to be honest, but I'll give this a solid 8 out of 10, to be honest. I just felt the vibe with this event. It was something good. There were some rare things to chase. Actually, shout out, I don't know who it was at EUIC, but somebody got the XXL Shundo of the Snorlax out there. So there was that potential of getting a Shundo of something XXL or XXS, which is insane.
Wow.
I know, a mad pull. Good spawn variety. Love the research. Wasn't too concerned there were no egg focus. That was actually quite nice to not have that at all. Just a good old spawn and research event to chase.
For me, I enjoyed the event. There was something to chase in the shiny Wimpod. We had the Ultra Beast in Rays, which could both be shiny, which we barely touched on, but that was there. But the Whelmer did drag it down slightly points-wise for me. So I'm going to score this event a 7.
Yeah. 1 point off for the Whelmer in your view.
Yep.
And for me, like, it had the mixture of most things that you look for the game if you want to play it in however way you wish to play the game. For me, a new shiny to chase is fun, gives you incentive to keep going after, if you are lucky enough to get one, and then maybe two or more. I like the idea of the XXL shinies and the XXS shinies. There's just something about them that I think just make them a little bit more unique. I like that. I don't collect them particularly for any reason, but it's just nice to see the two animations almost, isn't it? So it's large, it's small, and then it shines, and you go, oh, this is nice. I can't be sick of Whelmer, Ian, even though I agree with you. You know, I do agree with you. This is the thing, I agree with you on it completely. But at the same time, I remember when I got my first shiny Whelmer back in the day when it first came out, and I loved its smile on its face. I just loved seeing that, because it was great for people who want to do excellent throws and stuff. I know there's people that are at the April Fool's event needing it for those. It's quite a nice Pokemon. It's a kind Pokemon to achieve those sort of challenges on. But I'm going to give it a really solid 8 as well. I think for me, for those reasons, and like I said, we haven't really touched on the Ultra Beasts too much, but we have mentioned it. They are there. Have you boys got? I know you said you didn't get the Kartana in. Have you got the Celesteela yet?
I've been maxing out my remotes every day, and so far I don't even have any good Ultra Beasts from this round. They've all been abysmal. So no shinies and nothing anywhere in the 90s at all.
And I've not really been chasing Celesteela because it's pretty useless in Pokemon Go as a Pokemon. I've been focusing on Kartana, and the Saturday raid session paid off with bagging another hundo of it, which is awesome.
Ooh.
Like the number one grass type, aside from Megas and Shadows in the game, which is amazing. So I was super thrilled to have picked that up. And of course, being a hundo, it was a first ball catch. Like, no fuss whatsoever. You think, okay, cool. That's great. It took a while to get the shiny. I think 25 to 30 raids, but did get it yesterday. Hilarious circumstance of having walked out of range of the gym, being kicked out of the battle. By the way, thanks, JT, for jumping in my invite. Running back in range of the gym to get it back into the battle and then getting the shiny. I was like, yeah, cool. Nice. I'd like some more. They're here for a little while longer. What about you, Marky? Well, you got your Kartana quickly.
Yeah, I got the Kartana. You know, I'm probably, I don't want to be tagged as any type of player, but I'm one of those people that when you get it, I kind of stop going for it because I like Ian, I haven't
Once
got a decent.
You've got one, there's no point keep raiding for it, is it? Unless I mean,
absolutely. And I've had nothing in the 90s. You know, I haven't got one sat there that I'm needing to plow candy into to try and make it. Yeah. Amazing. So, and they'll come around in shadow form eventually. Shadow Ultra Beast, imagine that.
I honestly think we'll be very dead before that happens.
Yeah, very, very true. So maybe we need that to freeze time ability.
Vote for
that. In real time, that makes no change to the vote. Celesteela will nip in and nip into those raids if I get any. I think most of mine come from Australia, to be fair, just purely with the split of people I'm friends with in the game. I am getting them, which is nice. And like you said, the only thing that turns you off a bit is it's a pretty rubbish Pokemon.
It's just shiny, isn't it? Just shiny. That dex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going from useless shinies, Ian, I think there was a pretty damn useful one, wasn't there?
Yes, last Sunday we had a Community Day classic for a pretty decent Pokemon. And it was only when I actually started to look back and I realised how long ago this original Com Day was.
Yeah.
It was right back in the beginning, 2019. 13th of April, so it was a week off of it literally being 5 years ago, and it didn't feel that long ago. Bagon was the featured Pokemon for the Community Day Classic. It was a triple XP CDC. You know what? I had a great time. It was just, even though I didn't need any of these shinies, in the early days of Community Days, you probably get like a handful, maybe 7 or 8. And in the sort of 2.5 hours I played it before my phone died, I probably farmed about 15, 11. No, I didn't. I got 11. And I did start getting text messages from Bat, one of the local players, who had actually found a Nundo. So I literally jumped in the cart, went to it, and it wasn't shiny, but you know what? It's better than a hundo. That was it. I pretty much just did my own thing, met up with Bat and Buzz for maybe 20 minutes towards the end, and it was a good day. What about you guys? Because I'm sure you both played it slightly differently to me.
So in the grand scheme of things, obviously Bagon and Salamence are now massively eclipsed by the likes of Mega Rayquaza and stuff like that. But
that passed quite a long time ago.
There is shadows, like Shadow Bagon. That was what my view was. And then people were like, why are you chasing XLs for this thing? Because you need a lot of XLs to power up a shadow. And I've got surprisingly a decent number of okay shadows of Bagon, having chased the Rocket Leaders from back in the day. So I was very much on the farm the XL candy and just see how many shinies you can get. Maybe like you guys, I don't know exactly, but very, very windy boost on the Sunday. And oh my goodness me, it brought the good IV spawns.
It was windy as hell here, but I didn't get really any good IV ones.
I mean, I haven't seen a community day turnout like this for quite a long time, actually, and just shows how much attraction there is to something like Bagon, a good old dragon type. I mean, yeah, 5 years ago is such a long time. And there are so many players who have joined in since then, even since its December Comm Day rewrap at the end of 2019.
Yeah.
So there were tons of people out who hadn't played the original community day who were going wild for it. And I think in the first sort of 2 hours of the event, the local community dotted around, I mean, there was a good sort of 70, 80 people out in various places, called out 500 percenters. The Hundo spawns were insane. Even the good IV ones, like 93, 96% were up there. And people were, I mean, congrats to Dwayne, one of the people who managed to bag a Shundo on the day.
Yeah, Dwayne's really lucky with Shundos, to be fair.
On Comde Classics. That's for damn sure. But what a Shundo to have with Mega Salamence in the game as well. So that's the thing, is since its original Comm Day, Mega Salamence has been put in the game. The Shadow Salamence has been put in the game for an extra boost. It's had its tier up, as it were. I know technically there are better forms of dragons around, but it's still really good. And it was just such a good vibe. There was sunshine, even though it was like blowing a gale. The numbers were out there. Thoroughly enjoyed just catching for XLs and shinies. I think I ended up with about 40 shinies overall.
Yeah, I wasn't playing that hard. But it's funny you say that about the Hundos. Because I was getting tagged, oh, caught Hundo, caught this, caught that, from my locals. I never seem to be where the Hundos are.
We had to run around for a few of them, to be fair. We were called down into Lammas to go and get one. And then someone said, no, there's one back up at Ealing Broadway Shopping Centre. It's like, okay, right, let's all sprint back up through the parks to go and get it. And you find yourself going backwards and forwards between different locations. But it was wild. Really, really good fun. And I think the main community day of this month will not be able to fill its shoes.
Well, it won't, but we'll talk about that later, shall we?
Exactly. But, I mean, what about you, Master Shundo 27?
Community day classics are best on Sundays. I don't know what it is. It just feels like quite a nice wind down sort of time to play it. And
yeah.
It's quite a nice way to revisit it for OG players. But at the same time, I did notice, I played with Ash on community day. We'd not seen each other for 6-7 weeks. It was quite a nice opportunity for us just to catch up. Life's crazy. And sometimes these just give you that time just to sort of make time for different people. It was quite nice, actually, seeing people walking around playing the game where we live. Really positive to see people now communicating more on the Facebook groups for our town where we play. In the 2 hours that we played for, we had 4 Hundos appear in our town.
So, yeah, good spawns.
Really good spawns. And we couldn't get to all of them. It's never like that. As Ian said, it's where you are. If you can do it, if it works, you rely on other people's information. Very, very fortunate. It was true for the one I did catch. I got a Shundo. Absolutely amazing. And
it's an insanely good one to have. So congrats, dude.
Really good one. Now, I played it, like you said, at the beginning of the event. I had a Hundo Salamence, which I was working on the Mega on. And before I started the day, I maxed it up to level 50. I thought it'd be quite a nice touch. Use 296 Candy XL on it, max it up. And then getting that Shundo within the first half hour of community day and then realising I needed to get that Candy XL again gave it a bit of a grind purpose, certainly for the next hour and a half. And with the windy weather boost, which we're fortunate to have, it did make a difference. And like you said, you know, it's a beautiful Pokemon. I love Salamence. It doesn't matter that it's been overtaken with some of the new mechanics in the game, certainly around the shadow version of itself and another variant. I think it's a solid shiny. It's an amazing shiny family. And it's at level 50, so that'll be my new mega one to work on, which is a beautiful thing. But, you know, I didn't, for the time we played it, shiny rates are actually quite low, surprisingly, which
I don't mind. I find that too.
And going back to when the original Bagon Community Day was actually on, I didn't actually really play it. I only played about 10 minutes of it because I was driving up to Leeds to watch the football that night, that day, I should say. So it was a community day. Actually, I have had to trade for the Shinies over the last 3 or 4 years to make the family up. So it was really nice to play a community day classic with one I actually needed someone and play it properly the way I would have done back on the old 3-hour community days. I know we don't do something for community days, but guys, what do we think about it? Back on community day, is it a win-win all round? Are we happy with
it? Yeah, it's very much. I know we don't do 10 out of 10s, really, but this would be a 10 out of 10. This was one of the two main Com Day classics that people have been begging for. It was Bagon and Beldum.
Yeah.
And I really hope Beldum comes later this year, but Bagon, such a good pick. Basically, as you said, Ian, almost to the week, to the day, 5 years after its original community day. I remember back then, there were hordes of people out for it.
Oh, the first time round was crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. And to be honest, even here in Ealing, it was actually very similar numbers of people out and about. If it was newer players who hadn't played the Com Day back then, who hadn't had a chance to do the Dragon events over the years, or it was people like myself who were like, I need the Stardust and I need the XL candy, the resources and that sort of thing. And from the day, I think I gained about 1,100 XL candy and that sort of thing. You know, I don't know if the XXL and XXS boost was running over it, but I got quite a few of them as well. So that was quite fun to tick them off for the size medal.
I don't think the bonuses were running over the Com Day.
No, I don't think so. But I still got quite a few of the extra large and extra small ones. So just for the fact we can't do 10 out of 10s really, because nothing's perfect, I would give this a solid 9 out of 10, to be honest.
I can't add anything to that. Love the community day. If they did a 3.0, it wouldn't be a Squirtle situation. I would actually go out and enjoy it thoroughly once again. So for me, it's 9. I can't give a 10 to anything, no. But I can give a
the
solid
only,
9.
The only thing, and they don't do this with any community days, and I think they should do, is the Team Rocket grunts that appear during the 3-hour window. If the Pokemon has a shadow variant, put that on the stops.
That would slow you down substantially if you stopped to battle.
I know, but if you wanted to chase the shadow shiny during the community day, that would have been so sick. Never going to happen, but hey.
It's not, especially with a classic, because it is emulating the original one.
That is true.
But for new ones, possibly they could. Yeah, absolutely. For me, 9 out of 10. Yeah. Best community day classic, like you say. I think Beldum's the other one we want. So yeah, very happy with it. So yeah, a 9, which is the equivalent of a 10, let's face it.
I love Beldum. I want it. But one thing I would say is don't go holding your breaths. I don't think they're going to give us 2 knockout ones anytime close to each other.
No, I don't think so.
Stranger things have happened, but probably agree with you on that one, Ian, to be fair, more than lightly. So I think we're going to go. It's not too news heavy, but I think we're going to go to a little bit of news, aren't we, boys?
Is the news.
Yes, and this is not really news. It's some form of news. It's bugging me a little bit. At this point, the bug out event would have been running for the best part of 3 days when you listen to this episode. If you listen to it when it's actually dropped on the Sunday, bug out event might have very solidly buggered off by the time you listen to episode 166. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to throw all as many puns in as I possibly can. So what we're going to do, boys, we're going to sort of look over the event generally and kind of give our preview review of the event. We'll talk about it next week once we've had a chance to experience all the beautiful non-shiny Swaddle marquee. So
don't trigger him, Milo.
I can't. I mean,
I'm coiled.
Coiled and ready to strike. That's the poison grunt, sorry. The very announcement of this, which was a few days ago for us, I think a lot of us would have been reasonably perplexed and dismayed, going, there's no new shiny and there's no new Pokemon feature in this event at all. So much like all events seem to be these days, it has we're talking about in the present tense, it has 2x catch XP for successful nice throws or better, boosted candy and XL candy, and an increased shiny chance for Combi and Burmy.
Now that I would take, because I actually do still need the Combi.
That's a plus point for Ian. It's a 1 out of 10.
Same,
so far.
Yeah, same, definitely, yeah, same.
And let's just hope that Combi, and it won't be. We'll review this next week. It will not be, but let's just hope that Combi is as prevalent as Whalmer was, because 2 in like half a day, I would take.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen. Let's be honest.
You need the female one for the evolution, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know, boys. Just tell me your thoughts on these spawns. Okay, so we have Caterpie, Weedle, Shuckle, Wurmple, Cricketot, Combi, Dwebble, and non-shiny Swaddle. And some trainers might even encounter Nincada and Cutiefly.
Cutie flyer take, because again, still don't have that shiny.
That's the one positive for me as well, dude. I'd say I need the shiny cutie fly. I need two.
So for me, the whole event, I'm going to be chasing two Mons, Combi.
The problem is,
and cutie fly.
Cutie fly is in that some trainers might even encounter,
which means it'll probably be more common than a lot of the non-rare ones.
I hope so. I mean, I don't want to do Marky Dirty with the Swaddle spawns, but I hope cutie fly appears more than Swaddle.
Well, yeah, but let's be honest to Market, and I know this is going to cut him deep, but Swaddle can't be shiny, so it really doesn't benefit him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gutted about that. I do think they missed an opportunity there. But for me, Ninkarda shiny I need. Combi, definitely. Female Combi, maybe, eh? That'll be the chase.
Yeah, you need that one. Yeah, definitely.
Need that one.
I will say you have a crumb of comfort that Ninkarda is a perma-boosted shiny, because beforehand it was egg-locked and research-locked, I think. Yeah. So it's 1 in 64 for that dude.
And Cutiefly's been around for a while, hasn't it? Now it feels like Cutiefly
seems
to be
every event since February.
Yeah.
But it's not gone pink.
Yeah, exactly. I traded for mine. I went against the my better judgment. But it's funny, isn't it? It's been very common, hasn't it? Mm. But I think, like you say, as people listening to this, we're halfway through the event now, so it'd be interesting to see what it's like. But I think when you look at those wild encounters, actually, except for my Swaddle disappointment, that's a bug out event, isn't it? It feels like a really good bug out event, to be fair.
Well, the bugs are featured. I was just very confused. You know, we had the Miss Shiny release of Nimble not too long ago.
It was released quietly by mistake and then
withdrawn away. Yeah. I was seriously thinking they were going to drop Shiny Nimble because it's a bug type with this, or at least drop. I mean, there are quite a few bug types in Gen 9. There are two or three or four that are still remaining to be released. Like, why not drop one of the new Shiny families? But there's literally nothing. And before we jump into Marky's favorite part of any event, do we think, boys, this is because this bug out event is kind of centered around what happened yesterday, which was Mega Heracross Raid Day? That's kind of the new Pokemon.
Yeah, because that is the new Mega. So technically we are getting a new Mon dropped smack bang in the middle of this event.
I agree with you on that. I think, like you say, how the calendar works and how that drops in it, I think that's kind of the showpiece part of it, isn't it? It really just makes sense. It's one of those, because Heracross, a lot of people might have the shiny already, certainly people that went to GoFest.
It's region locked, unless you live in Florida or that part of America. It's for the rest of us, we're just getting it when they drop it in regional events. Or
as I think it was in London GoFest in 7 Kilometer Eggs and one of the event biomes. And I remember when it was part of an Ultra Unlock. Do we remember 2021?
Yeah.
I think it was after GoFest that year. They had an Ultra Unlock and Shiny Heracross was released in raids.
Basically. Oh, how hard I hit that.
Didn't they pull it out of Florida so they couldn't?
They pulled it out of Florida spawns, yeah. So the regional was no longer in its region. It was only in raids. I remember I raided like crazy to get the Shiny.
I did back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Fond memories.
Still didn't get the Shiny until...
Way later. I mean, talking about raids, Marky, would you give this a very firm thumbs up or thumbs down regarding those one stars?
If I'm being honest with you, I'd give it. I mean, one star raids are like the bargain basement, aren't they? Like the bargain bucket of goods, and
the Iceland.
And if you look at it, you've got a boosted shiny there with Ninkarda. I think Pineco's boosted as well, isn't it?
I think it might be.
I think it is,
sure.
Yeah. It's quite nice that that's in one-star raids for players that may not have had the chance to see it. Yeah, focusing purely on one-star raids, they can all be shiny. That's probably all you can really ask for it.
But overall, yes or no?
Overall, if I'm being honest with you, Ian, pretty poor, if I'm being honest, outside of Mega Heracross. I think they're pretty poor.
Well, yeah, because the three stars aren't any better, let's be honest. Beedrill, Pinsir, Cleavor, okay, maybe.
Cleavor's like a redeeming feature.
But yeah, Beedrill and Pinsir, I'm sorry.
The thing is, they both have mega potential, but then Mega Heracross is then coming into the game, and that's going to be the number one bug and fighting type in Pokemon Go. So why the bloody hell would you raid Beedrill or Pinsir?
Absolutely. Just catch a Weedle and evolve it.
Yeah, exactly.
Catch your Weedle, Ian. Get your Weedlet. No, I'm not impressed. Not impressed with them.
No. There is one other crumb of comfort is that in field research, there are a few things that are locked in there, and they seem to be completely different from the wild spawns, which is interesting. So Wimpod is getting another event straight away.
Okay.
Which is not too bad. And then you've got things like Paras, Boosted Dust Pokemon, Venonat. I'm sure that's some people still chasing
need that
shiny. the Burmese, all three of them, you need tons of them to do the different evolution strings and a boosted shiny for this event, apparently. Karrablast and Shelmet, not bad. And Dewpied. Dewpied, I definitely won't be touching that.
Jupiter
the stupider. There's collection challenges and oh my god, avatar items. Oh my goodness me, those are hysterical. Have you seen those boys?
No, what am I missing?
So there's the combi kind of, not, it's like a combi side satchel bag, which is fun, but you've got Burmy earrings for your character. That's hysterical.
And they are hysterical.
The different cloaks. You plant sandy or trash. That's amazing.
Hang them off your ears a little bit. They almost lend to it, don't they? Their design, to be fair.
That is fantastic, actually. I rate that. I rate that as a choice.
I think the bug out event, it's nice that we know it's there, and it'd be interesting to see how it's playing now as people listen to this, and if they've still got any chases on for the last couple of days as this episode drops. But yeah, it's not a banger, is it? But it's not rubbish, is it, what it looks like?
It doesn't look great. But boys, we've got to talk about it. We've got to go there. April the 20th, you know the date, 420.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know it's a community day, and Leaked Duck leaked this a few days ago. It's been confirmed.
Technically, the Brazilian Pokemon Go account leaked it first.
Yes, yeah. The Leaked Duck picked up on it. But yeah, it's 420, and we've got the weed Pokemon. It's probably not called the weed Pokemon, but Bellsprout.
Hang on. The thing is, though, it's number 69 in the Dex.
Ooh.
It is actually the 69th Pokemon in the Pokedex, but it's called the Flower Pokemon.
It looks like a weed.
I guess they can't say, you know...
I mean, technically, let's be honest, Swaddle technically should be the weed Pokemon if you look at it.
Ian!
Just put it in a grinder, yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Leave Swaddle alone. Leave it alone.
So anyway, let's get into the nitty gritty. Between 2 and 5 p.m. on 420, we're going to see Bellsprout as the featured Pokemon on its community day. And in fact, boys, I need to do this because it's not often I get to be the smug one. I told you that this was prime for a community day, and you three shot me down big time.
We were right to shoot you down, and we should shoot down Niantic for this.
Yeah, I didn't say I wanted this. I said that this was prime based on the fact that it hadn't had one. It was a three-tier one, and it was way overdue.
And it's Kanto.
And it's Kanto.
This should have been a community day in like 2018. I'm sorry.
It should have been one long time ago. Anyway, evolving Weeping Bell into Victory Bell, we're going to learn the... Well, it's certainly new for this one, Magical Leaf, which I believe is a new move, well, certainly for Bellsprout or for this Mon, originally introduced, I believe, back in Gen 3. And we're not going to talk about its power because, let's face it, who cares? Other things that we can expect for the community, there's going to be a dollar research, which will get you all of the usual good stuff and bonuses. Now, I think we all saw this coming. It's a triple Stardust bonus for...
That's how they get you.
Yep. So whether we want it or not, we're going to be dropping star pieces and we're going to be making the most of that Stardust bonus. 2x candy for catching and 2x chance of trainers level 31 and above to receive candy XL from catching Pokemon. Of course, that can be boosted by using an appropriate Mega. Learn modules and incenses dropped during the event will last for 3 hours. That excludes daily adventure incense. And taking a few snapshots will give you a surprise.
5x.
I guarantee it'd be one more than four.
Yeah, it could be. Or one less than six, maybe.
Ooh, very true, Ian. Could be. Keep us
but
guessing.
Will people
keep
be doing snapshots now the AR plus thing is a thing?
You can still do it fairly quickly, thankfully. With just
what
a
are snapshots
screen.
For back on com day?
Yeah.
I did four of my five.
But that's not all. One additional special trade can be made for a maximum of two in the day. And trades will require 50% less dust. Being a new community day for a really old Pokemon, there's going to be bonus raid battles between 5 and 10 p.m., which I'm sure everyone's going to do. We said we'd probably meet up for this one, but I think based on the Mon, I think you're probably both having different thoughts now.
I'm coming up to you in between 5 and 8 just to do the extra raid at the end of the day.
I'm going to you, Marky, for the extra raid. So we'll
we'll all be in different locations. We'll go clockwise.
I love that.
And as we used to during community days. There's going to be field research. There's going to be Pokemon showcases. There'll be event bundles in the shop. There'll be web store bundles as well. As well as, oh, get ready for this, boys, stickers.
I was just looking at those.
There's one, actually, which actually makes me think of you, Milo. The one where he's kind of rubbing his head. I don't know why.
I don't get migraines.
Oh, Milo.
So, okay, let's talk about it. It's pretty uninspiring, but what are our thoughts?
Uninspiring? Really? I wouldn't have thought that at all. No, as I said, this is, again, one of those Pokemon that really should have had a community day in 2018 or 2019, and now it's getting one in 2024. It is very, very dead as a choice. The only thing is that there are two schools of thought, actually three schools of thought for this one. One is you don't give a toss at all, which I don't blame you for. The second, you're probably like me, where you don't like the choice of the Pokemon, but because it's triple catch Stardust and you're going to whack a star piece down or two, it's going to be catch everything, grind for the dust. Doesn't really matter about the Pokemon because they're all going to be binned at the end of the day. Or three, you're a fairly newer player, and I've seen lots of people commenting on this saying, I need one or two more shinies. I don't have the shiny family done. I didn't play Kanto Tour. It's one of those things, like, people may not have the shiny of this, and I'm going to say best of luck to you if you don't have it. You're going to struggle to not get one.
Well, I didn't until last year. I got two of the four that I've got during GoFest. Before that, I traded for both of mine. It's been elusive for me until GoFest last year. However, there is a fourth one. Yeah. We don't care about the community. We don't really want the Stardust because we're sat on multiple millions of dust, but we have to make a YouTube video.
Okay, I can add another school of thought in there. Is that Shadow Victory Bell is somewhat okay in the Got Baguettes Lads kind of play.
We don't talk about
Pokemon
that one
Go. I know, but Magical Leaf might lend itself more to, it's more of a PvP focus
mod. He tells us he doesn't do it anymore, but
I have just been to the EUIC.
Yeah, but you went to buy a Pokemon Center.
Yeah,
you went to, but I didn't go for the GBL. I interacted with the same air molecules that PvPers did. So that sort of leached onto me. But it's fair to say there will be people out there who will be interested in doing whatever. And Shadow Bellsprout is easily obtainable through the decoy grunts when you're hunting for Giovanni, if you've kept your Super Rocket Radar. And you don't actually need to worry about the TMing frustration off it because it's a fast move. There are pros and cons. I personally just be catching stuff.
Well, it's not TMing, it's frustration away. That's what I like to hear.
No, I bet it was at UIC.
Transferring, yeah. I bought a Snorlax lamp.
I'm going to go back to a conversation that we had about Swablu Community Day.
Yes.
And I remember I went in with the tact on that one. Ooh, that's quite bad. And I remember saying there'll be some people that haven't got shiny Swablu.
Yeah.
So actually for them, this is really good for them. And I remember being absolutely shot down for that opinion. But just because it's a Pokemon that people might not have doesn't mean it should have a Community Day. Because it's an uninspiring Pokemon. And I looked at this one and I was a bit like, if I hadn't got my third one, which I got very recently traded to me, I got one in Kanto Tour, my first one, because I bought the ticket and it was the boosted one on the green ticket, got that. And I got one in Berlin for GoFest, but still needed my third one. If I'd still needed a third one going into it, I would probably still be in like my Swablu headspace going, actually, do you know what? It deserves one. It's got one. It's awful. I don't think it shouldn't have had a community day, but I think it should have had one earlier. That's kind of where my head is with it. I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit and rant a bit.
Do it.
I don't think Kanto Pokemon should be having community days now in 2024.
Agreed.
It's not about dismissing Kanto because we know the game started in Kanto, but we're 8 years on, we should be dropping in just random new ones from generations for the more recent players are coming in. You can put a Bellsprout at a GoFest still. You can put a Bellsprout in a, you know, in these events in biomes.
Shiny boosted event like Burmy and whatever.
But community days, it speaks volumes, but the Community Day Classic this month has been the better one.
Yes,
you know, and I think that's the place for community classics. And I think, like you said, they have to have had a community day. It's a classic. It brings it back. But yeah, I really, and it's not because I had my love for Swaddle. Listen, we joke about it. I love Swaddle. We know that. But it will eventually get its community day in 2029. We know how the game works, and people will be going, why is it now just getting its community
day?
Exactly. It should have had one in 2024. But I do think it's really just do something different. Like do a fletchling. That was a bomb out of nowhere, wasn't it? Do you know, we're fletchling.
Yeah, that was the first Gen 6 community day, I think it was. Well ahead of getting the starters in. But on the note of starters, we've seen now a four-month pattern has developed. We've had the Alolan starter, Rowlet, right at the beginning of the year. Brand new shiny, obviously starter, amazing, gets two new moves.
Yeah.
Then we had Chansey, old, really old hashed shiny from Kanto. Yes, it had Happiny at the side of it, which people were probably more excited for, but it was still Kantomon, has been in shinies for donkey's years. Then Litten, people hyped, one of the best shinies available in Pokemon Go, I'd say, you know, brand new Alolan starter. And now we're back to a really, really old Kanto shiny. And it just makes me worried about where are they going to go?
That's the one. They should have dropped that in.
Bounsweet.
Just, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Throw it out there. Bounsweet community day.
So Waddle, Bounsweet, I proposed Picky Peck at one point. I think there were a bunch of three Picky stage, Peck. Even if they're not amazing, useful Pokemon, but they could get a community day because they're three stages. Why not new shiny release, that sort of thing. The only saving grace is that now Bellsprout is getting community day. We won't have the horror of seeing the announcement ever again until it gets its community day classic in like 6 years.
Ferroseed, something like that. Do you know what I mean? What we talk about, like a community day, if it was grass type and it's that time of the month, I get all that, you know, but it's easy for us to say, isn't it? We've all probably got very similar opinions. We're quite similarly minded on certain aspects of the game. Bounsweet community day would have been epic.
I mean, I'd rather that.
My take on it is, let's just look at this from the other side. Sorry, I'm always the one that does this. I'm no more enthralled with it as you guys are, but at some point they will run out of Kantomons they can throw communities at. Then we'll move to something else, because it's almost like we had communities across all the generation and 90 go, oh my God, literally, we've got to stop. We've got to reevaluate, else we're going to run out of mons. Let's go back to Kanto and start getting rid of all the ones that we've not used, because we don't want to run out of the newer stuff. So let's face it, there can't be many more Kanto mons that they can actually throw community days for.
Well, there aren't really, looking at the decks itself. I mean, we've had Eevee twice. Obviously, Dratini's had an original community day and a community day classic. Machop has had its original community day and probably will get a classic sooner rather than later. Abra back in the day, yep. Poliwag last year. Oddish scarily hasn't, but I had a research day last year. We have had Sandshrew.
Oddish would have been a good one for 420, thinking about it, wouldn't
Weedle and all the starters. The only ones I can see in there, this is terrifying me, the Nidoran, male and female. Pidgey, which would have been funny.
I would love a Pidgey community. I'm going to go there. I would love it.
Come on. Even though it's not number 69 on the decks, they would have put Pidgey on 420. People would have gone hysterical for it. Great.
Well, Weedle's had a comm day, hasn't it? So, you know,
exactly. Weedle's had a community day.
Caterpie's not had one, has it?
Don't put that energy out there.
Kanto
Geodude technically hasn't had one either.
No.
But there aren't actually any more Kanto Pokemon they could possibly throw at it, unless you start bringing in their Johto and Sinnoh evolution chains, really, in which case you could throw Zubat in there. Oh, God.
No.
Terrible.
You talk about AR Plus being an issue. You wanted to quick catch that, would you, on a community day, Milo?
I don't know if I'd do anything for it, gotta be honest.
So let's just take away from this. Let's look on the bright side that realistically there can't be many more Kanto community days to come.
No, they really can't. I really hope that later this year, I mean, we know for a fact that pretty much confirmed May will 99% be Popplio now, going by the Alolan starter.
And then we've got Goomy coming up around.
Will be Goomy, 100%. And then July, we don't know. I hope they start going towards Gen 6, Gen 7 again, like they did.
Or Gen 8. Gen 8 has been sorely ignored.
Where's that? Yeah, exactly. Let's not recycle Kanto anymore. Let's put it to bed with Bellsprout.
Yeah, this could be the end of it now. Let's just do it. Unless you're going to put Pidgey in it.
Pidgey community day. Seriously, I want it. Niantic, please.
Can we have a Pidgey community day in October with a Halloween costume, please?
Do you know what I love about Pidgey,
with bat wings on it.
Yeah, but Pidgey, correct me if I'm wrong, boys, it's never been a featured spawn at a GoFest, has it, Pidgey?
Not till this year.
Not until this year, I think.
So Pidgey, in essence, other than the April Fool's Day, which is when it had its day. It's just by pure luck that people have got them, isn't it? The shinies for Pidgey. Pidgey's probably one of the rarest shinies in the game. Is it
one
still?
Of the rarer? Definitely, I would say.
I've struggled with getting shinies for Pidgey. Really have.
It took me forever to get one, like years.
Let's put the Pidgey energy out there. Let's see what we can do.
Pidgey for July. Come on, Pidgey Combo for July, please.
So if it's going to be anything, it'll be July next year because they'll already have the roadmap for this year.
Oh, we
actually, my first ever shiny Pidgey was in, I caught in Amsterdam.
Okay, Ian.
Just having a beer in a bar and
it looks shiny. Is it look shiny?
I didn't drink that much, but it was shiny.
So I got my first shiny Pidgey on Go Tour Kanto. So that was in 21. Oh, no, sorry, I got one in the wild in 2019. I evolved some and I got one in 2020, which was traded to me. So actually, I've only caught two of my own, but I have got the three.
I've only caught one of my own. My other two were traded.
I say my first one ran due to some weird glitch error thing.
Oh,
it was back
no.
in 2019. My first actual one caught was 2020 July. When was your last Pidgey shiny caught? Because I haven't had a shiny
my
Pidgey
first
since...
was my last.
Is it? Oh my god, okay, so it really does need to
I've only ever caught one Pidgey shiny. I've had two
my
traded.
Last Pidgey shiny caught was August 2021.
My only Pidgey shiny was caught May 25th 2019.
Oh my goodness me.
So the last one I caught, the one that wasn't traded to me, was the 2nd of November 21.
Jeez.
No, it was no. Sorry, no, that wasn't shiny. Hold on, sorry, man. I'm leading you a liar. it was 20. Oh, it was 20th of Feb 21. So yeah, that was the last one I caught.
There we go. Give Pidgey the
Pidgey. Seriously, Niantic Pidgey yeah. community today.
Listen to us.
We'll take it on the chin because we're all manifesting this now.
Yeah.
Do you know what makes me laugh? I've been complaining about Pokemon Space in my game, and I don't want to just buy it for the sake of. I'm trying to be good at it, and then when I've gone on to Pidgey, I've actually got one saved here that says Pidgey Fools. And it's just a 27 CP Pidgey. It's not good. It's not. Why have I got that there?
A little 27 CP collection started and you never followed through on it.
That sounds like a story of my life. But anyway, doggedly determined. Remember that, boys. Right.
Doggy what?
Well, my dogged determination has meant that we are going to do it again. We are going to have.
You've now got growing bell sprouts on the bar.
It could be then my pub, actually, the dog. What do you reckon?
The dog in.
The dog in.
Bell sprouts on the board outside of Audition Mall Walls.
The dog in. I love the that. Dog, yes. You never see anyone name it in the dog.
With good reason.
Oh, well, we're going to do it. So welcome to the dog in, boys. We're going to have a pub quiz tonight. This one is off the back of... I've enjoyed these, actually, as we've had them over the last few weeks.
I love it.
Random ones, yeah.
Yeah, and tonight it is going to be the same. It's going to be very, very random. It's going to be a head-to-head battle between Milo and Ian.
Cue the head-to-head sting.
Well, here we go then. So question number one. Which of the following is not a fruit?
Oh, I love it. Okay, not.
So we've got A, a tomato, B, an avocado, and we've got C, rhubarb. Milo, I'm going to let you answer this one first. Which is not a fruit?
I think it's got to be rhubarb. I'm going for C, please, Quizmaster. What do you say?
Very, very good. And Ian?
I agree. I thought Milo might be caught out with the tomato, but... yeah, that is definitely a vegetable.
I'm not that much of a fetus, don't worry.
So I'm going to move up too.
I've had them since I was born as well, Ian. Good stuff, boys. So we're on to question number two. Where was the first example of paper money used? Ooh. So in essence, which country first had paper money? Is it A, Greece? Is it B, Turkey? Or is it C, China? Ian, I'm going to let you go first.
No point saying I have no idea because that's generally the way with these things. When you asked the question, I thought Egypt, but that wasn't one of the options, so I can kind of stretch that option. I'm not going to go European. I don't know why. I just feel it's not a European country, so I'm going to go China.
Is that C for China, is it, Ian? Milo.
See, I was thinking along the same roads of going for China as well because Europe got very stuck with using... metal coins for currency for the longest time, whereas China, back way back in the day, was actually quite entrepreneurial. that sort of thing. So I'll go for China as well. Hope it's right.
Brilliant. I like that. So at the moment, you've both got the same score, whatever it is. Don't know
yeah,
it is
true.
I'll say a pattern developer here, Whitfield. What do you reckon?
So we're going to go to the third question. Which of the following languages has the longest alphabet? Ooh. So we have 26, obviously. Is it A, Italy or Italian? Is it B, Russian? Or is it C, Arabic? And Milo, I'm going to let you answer this one first.
Like, how many extra characters and accents can you put on letters and that sort of thing? I think it's Russian. I'll go for Russian. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm not changing the answer I had in my head, and I was also thinking the same thing.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I think it's fine. Acrylic, isn't it, Russian?
Well, there's no bonus points for that, Ian, but you're both going for B, so they're locked in. We're into the second half of the quiz now. So this is question number four. What spirit is used in the making of a Tom Collins? Is it A, vodka? Is it B, rum? Or is it C, gin? And Ian, I'm going to let you go first.
Not a massive cocktail drinker, if I'm honest. Unless it's a margarita. But Tom Collins, I don't think it's gin, else Whitfield would have had more of a reaction, I think, unless he's got a poker face playing. So
Pokemon face.
Not a fan of Lady Gaga.
No.
I'm going to go and, again, probably regret it with rum.
So Ian is going for B for rum. And Milo.
We've got our first split decision. Because I think I'm going to go for gin on this one, just because I know there are quite a few gin variants that have Tom in the name of them. I don't know if that quantifies to anything at all.
The Tom Cruise, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's where you make the gin cocktail and throw it off the bar.
Tom Cruise ship?
In a great stunt. Yeah,
yeah. That's the one.
Cruise ship. I don't know, we'll have to develop that one.
Howdy! What's he saying?
Hey, oh. Does it come with it comes with an umbrella and the text on it.
That's it. Question number five. How many plays do people generally believe that Shakespeare wrote? So this is there is a figure. So how many plays do people generally believe that Shakespeare wrote? So these are known ones. Is it A, 27? Is it B, 37? Or is it C, 47? Milo.
That's a really tricky one, because what people think is very difficult to judge. But Shakespeare wrote tons of like sonnets and other rubbish, should I say. Based on no logic at all apart from the fact it's your favourite number, I'm going to go for A, 27. I think it was Shakespeare's favourite number too.
I'm very good for something in common with him. So 27th for Milo. Go on, Ian.
I think historically you've liked to include answers that have got your number of 27 in, so based purely on the fact that I know you like to get a 27 into a pub quiz, I think I'm going to go A also.
At this point, Tom Collins is going to be the only deciding factor.
Yeah. AA, right. Other breakdown companies are available. Question number six.
AA, mark me something else. Drink too many Tom Collins.
Yeah. other groups are available. Right, number six, the final question on tonight's quiz. Where was tea invented? Was it A, China? Was it B, the US of A? Or was it C, England? Ian, see this one out.
Well, I'm ruling America out because they don't know how to make tea. And I say that in no uncertain terms. Coffee, yes, tea, no. So it's going to be either China or England. My initial go-to was China, but part of me is thinking that is too obvious. I'm going to go England.
So you don't see for
so
England,
my initial gut reaction was China, but I'm going to go for England.
So Ian has gone for C. And Milo, bring it home.
So there's lots of different forms of tea, lots and lots of different choices, and I'm going to go for China. I just think they might have had tea in a different way sort of thing compared to what England then produced or when scouting the colonies for.
Scousing.
Scousing.
Scousing for colonies. Did they drink tea out of a plate, did they, in China?
Yeah, I'll pick China for the second time in this quiz.
There we go. I didn't put Germany in any of the answers. Do you like that?
German tea.
So we're going to go through the answers. So question
one. Lovely quiz, dude.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's a random one, wasn't it?
If I get zero again, I will say it wasn't.
So, which of the following is not a fruit? It was C, it was rhubarb. So
yeah.
Ian, you bettered your last one that I did. So
he has a point.
On the last... Not last night, I should say. That was Milo's quiz. So that is one for you, mate.
And me.
Each, I should say. Yeah. One each. Sorry, Milo.
I got a point as well. I'm fun.
I just grew up fun. As well.
I'm fun. oh, God. Question two. Where was the first example of paper money being used? It was C for China.
There you go.
So you are both correct.
If we go 50% correct here.
You got one right, I got the other one right.
Yeah.
Question three. Which of the following language has the longest alphabet? It is Russia, which yes. is B. So you both get a point for that one.
It's 50-50, dude. We got this.
And so it ends. Right.
One of us has dropped a clang.
We both
here.
Get it wrong,
unless
though.
We both get it wrong, yeah.
Question number four is what spirit is used in making a Tom Collins? It is gin.
Yes.
It is C. That poker face for Milo.
Unintentional poker
well played.
Face.
Well played, Whitfield.
Good so, game. Good game, sirs. How many plays do people generally believe that Shakespeare wrote? You are correct, boys. I do like to put 27 into a quiz. It's a shame the answer was B, 37.
Oh. So both got that wrong.
Both got it wrong. To be honest with you, when I saw that and I saw 37, I thought I can use this to my advantage.
Definitely. Definitely. Well done.
So we're going to the final question. We've got differing answers and Milo is winning 4-3. Going to fight. This is almost teed up perfectly. So where was tea invented? Well, you were both correct. It wasn't the USA. How could a country discover a drink that they don't know how to make properly? That would just be crazy.
Forget the rest of it.
However, it was China.
Yes.
Well, which is
should have stuck with
that. Oh, man alive. Close. It was the drink that we make the best was invented in China. So yeah. I'm going to ask you this question anyway. I'm not going to make it winner takes all because that was a cruel twist from Mr. Vassafar. We need to get back to some sort of a winner at the end of the night. Brilliant. But I would have loved to have used this this tiebreaker, but I'm going to ask it you anyway. The tiebreaker question was, this was last recorded, by the way, on the 14th of June 22. So okay. quite a lot of research that goes into this. But this is the figure that they've got from that date when they did this. How many species of bird live wild in the United Kingdom? So these aren't birds in captivity. These aren't, you know, obviously ones in
zoos.
Captivity, I say zoos and that, but native, living wild in the United Kingdom. How many species of bird do we have? And I'm going to let Ian go first.
Wow.
Wow. Your best Owen Wilson.
This is the thing, though.
So that talk of pigeons.
Like you look at an owl, and then there's loads of different subspecies of that. So it's going to be quite a sizable number. Definitely more than Windows in the Shard.
Windows in the Shard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Even I was thinking that.
I think it's going to be substantially higher, but I'm going to go for 100. I'm going to go for about 175, but I think it's higher.
175 from Ian. Milo.
176.
I'll be nice and not go one above. I think there are so many different species still around. Like if you think about garden birds, house birds, and that sort of thing.
The house birds, they're not wild.
No, but what's the phrase that garden birds?
They live in the wild, basically.
They live
yeah,
in the wild,
yeah.
But they're always in your back garden eating off.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. They live outside, so in yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So, Ian, if you want to adjust your answer based on that, adjust it.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not including Mac in this. Add cockatiel to it now.
I'm gonna say honestly, I think it's above 1,000. I'm gonna go for 1,000.
Francesca said a billion.
One billion.
I think Francesca's doing a count of every bird, not the species of bird.
Every bird that has ever
every
landed
bird that
in the
lives.
UK.
It's 2 million pigeons.
Because if you go to like Scotland, there's all the eagles and things like that dotted up there. There's ospreys, you know, God knows what, red kites.
Okay. Stop worrying, Tim.
Sorry, I went David Attenborough.
So you've gone. You said well over 1,000.
I'm
going to
go for
8,000.
Yes, for the sake of this.
There are a lot, and. Ironically, it's actually probably not that much between your answers, just by how far you went above it, Milo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But Milo, you have just crept close by about 50. There's 628 species of bird.
So both about 400 out ish, yeah.
Ish. Oddish. So I'd love if someone gone 39.
27.
I'm going to 12. 12 different species.
But anyway, well done, Milo. You won the quiz.
Well done, Whitfield.
You're just fractionally close. Well done, Whitfield.
Game Lord again.
God, you hope you are. I can't shake that tag.
Shall we do another pub quiz next week?
Bring it on. As we say at the beginning of the show, and we've said it on previous episodes before, we do like reviews of the podcast, and we do encourage this. And we've got one tonight, boys.
Ooh.
Which is great to see. And we're going to read it out now. So, and then we'll do the score afterwards. So thank you, Nylandic. Nylandic, we met at GoFest in London.
Yes.
Great to meet you. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
And thank you so much for your review. So the headline of the review is great podcast.
Oh, hey. Good start.
We'll start with that one.
We're going to finish there. Imagine if it says...
that's it.
Yeah, that's it, boys. That's a great review. Now, and one star, that doesn't... No, I'm joking. Aww. I'm joking. So, Nylandic, thank you so much, mate. So your review, lovely to hear from you. He's put, I must be their youngest listener of the podcast from 12 years of age to now 14, and the jokes are fabulous. I want to go Craig Revel Hall then. Fabulous. They brighten my day and provide good listening on the way to school whilst I have the daily incense.
Scary, isn't it, when you set people listen to us on the way to school?
I have a good laugh for doing daily incense on the school.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And breaking our show across a couple of days. I like that. 50 minutes, I'm assuming, in the walk.
It'll last the whole week. Yeah.
Mm. I am sending a WhatsApp audio message. Keep up the good work from Oscar, a.k.a. Big Pebble, and Mark's poll for the win.
Nice.
Good lad. Thank you very much for writing that review.
Yeah,
we
thanks.
Really do appreciate it.
Nylandic,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No, really appreciated. Lovely to read the review. And we got 5 stars, so...
Nice.
We don't expect anything less. Thank you so, so much. So that was lovely to read that out. Now, I want to jump straight into something that appeared on X this week as you listen to the show. If you do listen to it on the release date, but it happened today.
It is. It's the news.
Was that Nick News, was it, Ian?
Nick's News.
Nick's the News.
Nick's News. We've had a really, really interesting post turn up on across some of the social media problems. I've seen it on X, but this is certainly something that talks about the upcoming eclipse.
The one that was last night.
How quickly did it go around? It's crazy. I mean, we're very lucky for people that saw the solar eclipse. It's a very rare sighting.
Yeah.
It was North America and Canada that got to see it. And I've never seen a full one, to be fair. I think the last time we had one in the UK was 1999. And I think you had to be in Cornwall to get the full version. I remember being at school. No, I was at college. No, college when it happened.
1997 was before you had your East Midlands Airport April Fools, I think.
Oh, callback.
Very true, very true. But either way, Niantic have just teased the release of Necrozma. And I've done a little bit of research, boys. You want to hear my research on Necrozma?
Yes, I'd love to.
Yeah, we're going to go a little bit GoCast on our listeners right now. Are you ready for this? So
we're in unfamiliar territory here.
Necrozma is a psychic-type legendary Pokemon from Gen 7.
Necrozma, what the ducklet?
No, that was scrap from this week.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. That was one of the games, wasn't it? That was one of your ones, wasn't it, Milo?
It has Duskmane and Dawnwing's form, and they are the mascot of Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. It is the main antagonist of the game and is also the creator of the Zed Crystals and power of the Totem Pokemon. That's all I've got, really. But anyway, it's going to be coming for GoFest 24. And they say the timing is impeccable with a total solar eclipse taking place all over North America and Canada today. They didn't plan for this, did they? It was just pure chance, wasn't it? Oh, actually, this kind of works.
Somebody smart in those offices somewhere in California has thought, yes, and has actually done some research. Well done, intern. You did good work. That was very good marketing timing and everything like that.
Yeah. What do we think? There was a word on it, portends, wasn't there? Portends was mentioned. And portends has a meaning of to be a sign of warning that something, especially something momentous or calamitous, is likely to happen.
Yeah.
And it's often used with eclipses, as in the eclipses portend some major events. So it's coming, isn't it? It's ominous, isn't it? As it says on the announcement.
I want to throw it back, boys. Necrozma was first teased when we finished the whole round of Ultra Beasts at the end of November 2022. That was when the first actual video teaser, where they teased Bucephalon and Stack Attacker for the first time as well, which then, you know, they forgot the homework on the school bus.
Yeah.
They're finally sort of bringing the Ultra Beast back in this season. We're yet to see Bucephalon and Stack Attacker, but Necrozma finally being mentioned again officially for the first time since November of 2022.
They're lovely. I mean, going back to that first tease, they are, the forms are lovely, aren't they?
Yeah.
When you look at the design of them. I mean, Solgaleo and Lunalar, Duskmane being Solgaleo and Dawnwings being Lunalar.
Yeah.
They are stunning forms. And then you have Ultra Necrozma, don't you?
Yeah, Ultra Necrozma.
And that's a new mechanic in the game, isn't it? Because obviously you're going to need a Zed Crystal the games to
Necrozma's
bring that.
A bit, it's a similar kind of vein to how in the main series games Kyurem, Zekrom and Reshiram have like their fusion thing, so you then get black and white Kyurem, which we don't know if they're going to do that in Pokemon Go or whether it's going to be a solo different raid boss, suspecting it's going to be a different solo raid boss because of the GBL glitch however long ago that was, where people got the black and white Kyurem
and then that was subsequently
deleted. Exactly,
yes.
You know, there's the thing of, are they going to have the Dawn Main and Dawn Wings and Ultra Necrozma as separate entities, or are they going to allow this like kind of absorbing function, as it's sort of known? It's going to be interesting for sure, but people actually suspected this, having looked at it. I didn't clock onto it when we read out the GoFest announcements, but then handily the Italian tripod said to me, no, there's Sun and Moon, like the crowns on Pikachu and Eevee for the IRL events. And that links to Sun and Moon, obviously, Gen 7. Necrozma kind of fits perfectly in that bracket.
This, obviously, there's no guarantee that this will happen when it comes into the game. But some of the stats that I've seen, certainly part of a few articles now that have come around and surfaces, it looks like it'll have a maximum CP of 4,163.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go into all the separate stats. That's not what we're about. But that gives you an idea of what the max CP looks like. In the games, it has Prismatic Laser or Photon Geyser, which are its signature moves. And they were introduced in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, the main series games. But like we say, no one knows what's going to come with these. I think the first thing is they've teased it. So
yeah.
Pokemon Go is quite unique. We know that.
The Ultra Necrozma, they'll save that for in the future. They won't drop all of Necrozma's bits and pieces instantly.
I was thinking the same thing. They've never released multiple forms at the same time that I can remember.
It's also that thing. True. Is there even going to be a shiny potential for Necrozma? Because yes, it's its debut in Pokemon Go, but it's had a Go Fest, and things dropped in Go Fest tend to have a shiny in there. So it's kind of like, are they going to have a shiny or non-shiny Necrozma? Hopefully more information comes out soon.
It's going to have to, isn't it? Let's face it, GoFest only 2 months away.
We like it. GoFest season, yes. Very much GoFest on season. The near side view right now, isn't it? It is almost there. Well, we're going to go from that lovely little bit of news there. Nice to talk about some real-time news as well when recording it. But we're going to go to a staple part of the show now, one that I think we all enjoy equally. It is time to go through Shinies of the Week.
Shinies of the Week.
This is a mental one, amazing one. This is on X, and it is from a good friend of mine, Gojka. Nice lad. We've met a couple of times now, obviously at London Go Fest. And this is epic. So last raid of the day for the Shadow Mewtwo raids. And the Shadow Shiny Hundo came through.
I did see that.
First ever Shundo.
Ooh.
What a win. Instantly maxed out with double legacy moves.
What
and on the way to being best
Shadundo.
Buddy. 2387, Shadow Shiny Mewtwo, maxed up to 4724. An absolute thing of beauty. I love it how Pokemon Go trolls you by still having the purified button there on it.
Yeah.
It's like,
there in case of accident.
Yeah, just a little accident. It's like, it's gone. Do you want to purify it and make that nice dark shadowy
Hell
stuff
no.
go away from it?
Dude, I saw the post on X.
Well, let's face it, you technically should. It's cruel to keep them as shadows. Not, but we all do it, let's face
if you
it.
Could
who
revert
doesn't,
it
who doesn't
back.
Love a bit of cruelty?
Yeah, we heard about your dungeon, yes.
Yeah, the shadow dungeon. Nothing gets God's purified.
Come. Well done,
yeah.
mate.
Yeah. Big congrats. Beautiful. Simply got the best Pokemon in the game. I'm actually going to pick one from our Patreon's Discord. We've got Lizzie here, Fluffy Capaldi. posted this. My luck today had an amazing lucky trade, which turned out to be my first ever Schlundo and a random wild shiny Snorlax. And it, the Schlundo in question is a Schlundo Terrakion.
Ooh.
Which is actually a really, really good one.
Yeah, Terrakion.
Really nice. So a fantastic lucky friend trade there. Amazing. And congrats on the shiny chonky boy. Fantastic.
GG's.
Two amazing pulls. Congrats, Lizzie. And thank you for posting that in our Discord.
Absolutely. And you know what? This week, actually, in Campfire, there's a few. I'm only going to pick one because there's a few to pick from. But I'm going for this one. Poke Evo Keck or Checks? Check. Says, absolute beauty of a fish. Laughing emoji. First shiny of Mantine 2. So happy to get him. And all while listening to your amazing podcast, Starry Eyes. And it is the shiny Mantine, which is beautiful, beautiful shiny.
It's a lovely shiny.
Yeah, GG's.
Big congrats.
Beautiful. I think we've done, I think this week we've actually had quite a lot of people share us their shinies of the week. And thank you for doing so. We encourage it. Can't read them all out, but we do read every single one. Thank you.
Gosh. We were talking about the sun and moon crowns. But something that I think has had a sun and moon stud put in is that. Got some decoration now.
Oh, it's still a bit tender, actually.
Prince Albert.
Don't let the people grab it.
So we went back to the original question in the Getting to Know You section. If life is a video game, which cheat code would you want to use the most? And I put please vote, comment, and repost. We had 67 people on the poll. So thank you very much.
Just needed two more.
Yeah, two more. We'll read the results first, and then we'll read some of the comments and share them between us. But we do have a position for each one. So there's no ties this week. In fourth place, with 7% of the vote, reading minds, 18% of people. And in third place, would like the ability to freeze time. Second place, with 28% of the vote, to rewind or go back to sort of respawn points, go back in time. And with 46%, you lot all just want the money, don't you?
Yeah.
Infinite money code would appeal to 46% of people. So
that's sort of expected.
That is expected. But we'll read some of the answers out. And I'm going to jump straight on to what Mark Bailey's put on here. So Mark Bailey has put, rewind surely is the king here. You can rewind to win money, read minds, and effectively freeze time. I'd probably throw in teleportation as a cool power to have. Never going to be late. Wouldn't help with Pokemon Go, though. And a little inquisitive-looking face at the end.
Yeah, so Dark Parks said, freeze time, in brackets, if it's frozen for everyone except me. I like that little addendum you put on there. You can obtain any amount of money while time is paused. I think that's called robbery, but anyway. You can change the outcome of any situation because you can see your opponent's cards when they're frozen. Okay, nice little outlook.
I mentioned him earlier. I like Gojka's thinking with this. Reading minds, you could place multiple bets with people. I bet £50 I can tell you exactly what you're thinking. And it will be easy money. I like that. That's genius thinking.
I'm going to go back to a reference point that I actually made earlier when we were talking about the context behind the question about the old school cheat modes. Well, actually, Mark Bailey has reminded me what it was. He's also commented on the input. Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, start. Hope I remembered that correctly.
Mark Bailey is younger than us because that would involve like an NES or a game system. I just literally had keyboards or joysticks or mice. No A, B, Z, Y buttons. But Tackleman said, and I like this, guys, rewind and respawn points equals infinite money, always.
Yeah.
And we've got to throw a GIF in here. Barside 2 has simply got, is it Hasbulla? I can't remember his name, just with a stack of money. Just counting the money.
Hasbulla. Hasbulla. Is it Hasbulla?
Is that it? Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Absolutely love our listeners. Thank you all so much for getting involved on the poll. It is
nice.
It's nice to have the interaction, isn't it? It's nice to have the interaction. Well, there we go. 166 is done.
Stamp of
finished
approval.
It. Thank you for being with us on this one. It has been good fun actually tonight. Really have enjoyed this one. Hopefully you have also enjoyed the podcast. Please do what Nylandic did in tonight's episode. Let us know what you think about it. Smash a follow subscribe button on any of the platforms, it is free to do so, so you don't miss out on the latest episode being released. But also, please use the platforms to submit those reviews if you haven't done so already. Like we say, Spotify is very good. It's very simple. It's very easy. But Apple and the others do allow you to actually put a proper review in words. So please do it. And we might read it out on a future show. Please follow us across our social media platforms. That is the ever-growing X, Instagram, Threads, Campfire, at Incense Podcast to keep updated with all of the latest stuff. Use the hashtag Shiners of the Week that we spoke about at the beginning of the show and we've just read out across our social media platforms if you want to be featured in this section. We also want to use this opportunity to thank our amazing Patreon members. Without your support, this podcast simply wouldn't happen. To all our bronze and silver tier patrons, we say thank you. And having access to our exciting and fun Discord is a useful and a really nice place to have you all together. We do have some great conversations in there. We also like to mention our gold Patreon members by name, because without your support, and I say we say it, but it's all as equally important, your support really does make the difference, certainly with the production of the show, and allows our boys that I'm looking at with lovely eyes and kindly looking across the water for spending their valuable time to edit it and put this together. It really does make a difference. So to our gold Patreon members, thank you, Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Mert, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connolly, Apex171, Mufti, Barside 2, Highbone, Maz, aka Osma Lionheart, and Mandy Croft. Thank you all so very much. Well, there we go. That is done. Thank you for tuning in to listen to this show.
Boys, good news.
What?
Well, Spoiler Hour for the 16th of April. It's 2x Catch Stardust. Bad news.
What?
The Pokemon you're going to have to catch in question will be Caterpie without a hat, Weedle without a hat, and Wurmple without a party hat. So good luck bug hunting, people.
Wow. Well, on that creepy crawly bombshell, we will see you all next week.